Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All your answers are confidential. Let me ask you now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you, ma'am. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? I will read them to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's important to you. First, abortion rights.
Right.
What would you say, like in between 0 to 10, how important is to you?
10.
Next, climate change.
Change.
Also 10. Sorry,
yes.
I didn't hear you well. Okay.
10.
Okay, next, immigration.
Immigration.
Yeah, like 0 to 10.
10
is important to you. Thank you. Next, democracy.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
0.
K-12 education.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Then racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Crime and violence.
0.
Health care.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Jobs and wages.
0.
And student loan debt.
0.
Understood, ma'am. Next, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, but sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote? Thank you, ma'am. Let me ask you, what is your race?
American.
White, black, African-American, American Indian?
Black.
Understood, ma'am.
Black American.
Understood. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your year of birth?
February 4, 1989.
Understood. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I graduated. I went all the way through from 9th to 12th.
Understood. That would be a high school graduate, correct?
Yes, sir.
Understood. Thank you. Next, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate your amount on power, how you feel your vote has, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make changes of issues that matter to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most in your community? Same, you can rate the amount of power that you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that the Black... 10. Thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Mm-hmm.
0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never... Oh, yes, I will mention the first one. The Democratic Party from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris.
Mm. Hmm? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So you, how much did you say for Kamala Harris?
I said 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then continuing the Republican Party.
5?
5. On the, next, Donald Trump.
0.
Understood. And Joe Biden?
10.
Robert F. Kennedy?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Next. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or other?
The first one you said.
Donald Trump, correct?
No, you didn't say Donald Trump. You said a lady name.
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? To be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Understood. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
And for whom did you vote in the presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or other?
Joe Biden, I think. Joe Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. We're halfway through, and I thank you very much for your time. Next, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Okay. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half? Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
I don't know.
That's okay. Thank you. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe. You can indicate how much you believe each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in your country. It's also 0 to 10, where 10 means you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Let's start by Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly from 0 to 10. Do you think they prevented progress? 0, they did not. 5, you're not sure. And 10, they certainly prevented progress.
5.
That's how this 5. Next is Donald Trump.
0.
The Republicans in the Congress, U.S. Congress.
You said Donald Trump, right?
Yes, for Donald Trump, you said 0, that certainly did not prevent progress. Or do you think that he certainly prevented progress? Or
he
not
didn't.
Sure?
He didn't.
Okay. Understood. Next is the Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Okay.
What do you think in 0 to 10, that the same way that they prevented progress, 10, or they did not, 0? That's how it goes, 10. You can also use any number, like between 0 to 10. The next one is President Biden.
What'd you say again?
Yes, President Biden. Did he not prevent progress, or he prevented
progress? He did.
In 0 to 10, how much do you think he prevented progress?
10.
And a Supreme Court?
10.
White supremacists? 0 to 10. 10 means they prevented progress. 0, they did not.
Yes.
You can use any number. You said 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't hear you, ma'am, so I just wanted to check. And the last one, Governor Kemp. 0 to 10. What do you think that he prevented progress? Okay, 10. Thank you, ma'am. Below is a list of policies and statements. And like I mentioned, ma'am, we're almost done. And thank you so much for your time. We're almost about to finish. So below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in the Black communities. After each one, you can please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote, 5 means you're not sure, and 10 means it would strongly motivate you to vote.
10.
You may use any
5.
Well, okay, let me tell you the first one, and you can tell me from 0 to 10. We've made strides towards building Black power together. While there still is significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. From 0 to 10, how much do you motivate, it's motivating you to vote?
10.
Thank you. Then next is, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. How much do you think motivates you to vote in this statement?
10.
Thank you. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independent Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only only requested 8. More actions is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. How much are you motivated to vote with this statement? 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the next is 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. How motivated to vote are you, 0 to 10, by this?
10.
And the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia household benefits, saving 21.8 million monthly. How motivated, 0 to 10, to vote?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask some questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on the issues that matter to you on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power?
Has no problem. Has no problem.
No, no, not problem. Power. How much
power? Has no problem.
Has no power. Understood. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale 0 to 10.
Zero
means zero. That means no power at all. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. It's still a long way off. Sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting as it stands now. How likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 means you're not likely. 10. Extremely motivated. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
No. Neither.
Understood.
That's great.
Okay, I understood. And also, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Not married.
Single,
not married.
Separated, or divorced?
Single.
Single. And about, are you a parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age?
I'm a parent. I'm a parent.
Is that children under 18?
Yes.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
How would you describe your employment status?
I don't know.
Like a full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off?
I don't work.
Okay, understood. And last year,
that is... What's your question?
That is the last question right here, ma'am. Last year, that is 2023. What is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know, sir. I don't know.
You can say a number as you...
I don't know.
This is the last question, ma'am. It can be a number that you can just say. For example, 45,000, 55, 65, something similar. It doesn't need to be exact.
No!